Glory to Jesus Christ. Several weeks ago, I talked to a lady and I asked her, how are you? And she said, well, not very well, because she had a lot of problems with her health. And she told me that, well, I got a whole list from my doctor, what I am supposed to do and what I am not supposed to do. And she started to talk about what kind of things she has to avoid. And I told her, well, this is really strict, you know, life you are going to live now. And she said, yeah, well, but if you want to live, you will keep that. And this came to my mind, this her words, very natural words, because we all use them. We all follow advice of doctors. We all use medicine they prescribe us. If our health is in danger, we want to be well. We want to feel well. We don't want disease in our bodies. We want to live. And sometimes we endure even pain and suffering, and we really are able to give up even our favorite foods and activities to keep our body healthy because we want to live. And this gospel we just heard today, it's something what gives us a similar advice. God says something about importance of his commands. If that lady thought that this doctor advice turned her life upside down, the same we can feel if we start to think what these Christ commands are. He said that he didn't come to change the law. He came to fulfill the law. He didn't come to really to cancel what was said during the Old Testament. He said he came to fulfill it and make more perfect. And we know what his command. He says, be perfect. It means be holy as your heavenly Father is holy. And if he gives this command, it means that he knows that we can reach this goal. Of course, with his help. But we have this capacity to reach holiness. And this is what we is purpose of our life. And all his commands are nothing else, just good advices how to live our life to reach this goal, to be holy, to reach eternal life. But when we look at these commands and we find in gospel these advices Christ gives us, we say, well, it's not so easy, because it means to turn our life upside down. It really means sometimes to cancel, to delete many habits of our life. Look, once I asked one man that, well, you know, You are on a retirement. Why don't you come when it's a feast for the liturgy? And he said, I never was coming for the feast. I always was coming for Sundays. It's my habit. So, okay, so the man is slave of his habit. It's habit which is not good. Yes, it means to follow God's command It means to turn his life upside down and to change the habit, to change the way how he lives. And it's difficult. Yes, it is. And if we look at these commands Christ gives us, we have this feeling that, well, it's too difficult to follow it because I have to force myself. I have to bring difficulty to my life. I have to bring suffering to my life. I can live without that. I can live without that for year, 2, 10, 20, maybe 30, maybe 50. But you cannot live without that your eternal life. If the goal is to be holy as God is holy, nothing, not what is not holy, cannot enter life of God. If we don't like life God offers us and leads us to, we will not like heaven. If I am not excited to come to the church and to be in deep prayer, I will not like eternal life. I will not like heaven, because this is filled with prayer. If I don't allow to enter to this relationship with God, to this intimacy with God every day, if I don't try to enter deeper to spiritual life, I will not like heaven, because it is relationship with God, this unity with God. Our life is adjusting for the life in heaven. And if we don't adjust to this life here, we will not like heaven. And this is hell. That lady, she took these advices of her doctor, and she had to make decision. If I want to live, I have to turn my life upside down. Today, Christ confirms his words and says that it's important for us to keep it. And we should take these commands to our hand, look at this, and to ask ourselves, do I want to live? That lady, she accepted difficulties to adjust her life for her health. And today we are challenged. We got this challenge from gospel to look at our ways of life and to make decision if we want to adjust them, because we are looking forward to live forever. Amen.